Good morning. Open your Bibles this morning to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Robert Wetter shared the following story. I was traveling on a plane from San Francisco to Los Angeles a few years ago. I was sitting next to the window reading a Christian book. The man next to me, obviously from the Eastern Hemisphere, asked, "Are you a religious man?" "Well, yes," I said. "I am too," he responded. So we began talking about our religions. In the middle of the conversation, I asked, "Can you give me a one-liner that captures the essence of your faith?" The man said, "Well, yes. We are all part of the problem, and we're all part of the solution." We talked about this one-liner, a statement I felt was very helpful. After a while, I said this, "Would you like a one-liner that captures my Christian faith?" "Sure," he responded. "We're all part of the problem, but there is only one man who is the solution to all of our problems. His name is Jesus."
Amen.
Right. In today's message, we see definitely that this backs up the ideal of this man's statement. In John chapter 14, if you'll stand with me, we're going to read verses 1 through 6. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Now notice verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the message you give me this morning. We thank you, Lord, for caring for us, for loving us enough to go to the cross, to die, and to shed your blood for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for those that are here this morning. We pray for those that could not make it for whatever reason. We pray for them that you would heal their bodies and restore their health to them. Lord, we ask you that you would go in me this morning as a teacher word and enlighten me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me that I may teach in a way that is understandable and that those that are here might open ears to hear the word of God this morning. For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at the statement in verse 6 by Jesus, who is the solution to all of our problems. Today, we're going to consider what it means to say Jesus is the way. We're going to be preaching a sermon series this month on that sixth verse. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. We're going to cover each one of those specifically. Today, we'll consider what it means to say Jesus is the way. Today, we want to recognize that this is an absolute statement by Jesus Christ about Jesus Christ. No true Christian can deny the fact that Jesus is the only way according to this verse. But what exactly is Jesus the way to? That's what we're going to look at this morning. What is Jesus the way to? We read this verse and we don't really break it down and see what Jesus is the way to. So what is Jesus the way to? Well, that's what I want to talk about this morning. Number one, Jesus is the way to our pardon from sin. Jesus is the only way we can be forgiven from our sin. He's the only one that can forgive us of our sin. I was talking to a Catholic person this week, and she was telling me about her going to a priest to confess her sins. I said, listen, Jesus is the only one that can forgive you of your sin. That priest cannot forgive you. I don't care how many priests you set in that confessional, they cannot take your sin and remove it as Jesus can. She was enlightened that I told her that, because she had always been taught she had to go to this priest and confess her sins. I said, listen, why did Jesus die on the cross? To forgive us of our sin. Why did he shed his blood? To forgive us of our sin. Why did he go through everything he went through if you have to go to a priest to confess your sins? I made her realize that she had been praying all this time to a priest, and she was still had that sin in her life because she had never asked Jesus to forgive her of her sin. Listen, the Bible is very clear as to what our status is when we come into a relationship, before we come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That word all means all. I want you to recognize that. That little word packs a lot of meaning. All means everyone who has ever lived on this earth. You, your mother, your father, Billy Graham, that sweet old lowly lady who bakes pies for you, every single one of them has committed sin. It doesn't matter how good we are. It doesn't matter how good we think we are. We've all committed sin. That word, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, means every person. And the Bible is very clear in letting us know that committing even one sin will separate us from God. The good news is that Jesus, as the way, has made it possible for us to remove that barrier. Listen, the Bible says, but he whom God raised again saw no corruption. But be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. That is found in Acts 13, 37, 38. Jesus was offered as a sin offering to God to make us righteous. Jesus was offered as a sin offering to make us clean. Jesus was offered as a sin offering to know that we are reconciled back to God. It is through Jesus Christ only can a man be forgiven from his sin. Forgiveness as the heart of the Christian message. It is only through forgiveness that we are reconciled to God. Christ died on the cross to offer forgiveness to all who would repent and believe in him. Can we repent of our sins? We are pardoned, and our relationship with God is fully restored. Think about that. When we confess our sins to Christ, we are completely pardoned. And that bridge that was created, that gap that was created by Adam and Eve, is brought together once again. Amen. Because of Christ. He bridges that gap between us and God. He died on the cross so that we might be forgiven of all of our sin. This forgiveness is not earned. It is a free gift of God. We cannot earn forgiveness by doing good works or by trying to keep the law. Only through faith in Christ can we receive that forgiveness and be saved from God's wrath. Jesus said this in verse 6. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus made that statement, and that is a true statement. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Now, many religions today don't believe Jesus is the only way. Many religions today are not teaching the truth of the Word of God. Many religions think you can do good works. Many religions think you can earn your way to heaven. Many religions teach that Muhammad is the way, Buddha is the way, and all of these false prophets are the way. Let me tell you something. The Bible is very clear. Jesus is the only way. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Secondly, Jesus is the way to our peace. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ. There are very few people who have peace in their hearts these days. We worry about everything from endless wars, violence, and continual struggle. Much of the world is in a constant state of turmoil. Add to that that many personal battles take place in a person's heart. It's hard to find anyone who can honestly say they have peace in their lives. The good news for us is that through a relationship with the only way, Jesus Christ, peace can be truly be ours no matter what the world throws at us. Look in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Paul writes a very important lesson to us today. In Romans chapter 5, Paul goes into a lesson to these Roman Christians and telling them the place you can find peace. Notice what verse 1 says in Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified, what is it? By faith. What is that faith? By faith in Jesus Christ, by giving your life to Him. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope and the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Listen, this peace that we have through our faith in Jesus Christ that we receive is not simply a cessation of hostilities. Rather, it is a true and lasting reconciliation with God. We have been reconciled with God through the blood of Christ. We have been reconciled completely. How do you get this? You get this by giving your heart to Christ. Man, because of Christ's work on the cross, our relationship with God has been transformed. We no longer stand in His judgment. Rather, we stand in His grace. And this grace gives us hope, hope that does not disappoint because it is based on God's character. This hope is not wishful thinking. Rather, it is a confident expectation that comes from knowing the one who has promised it to us. When we put our trust in Jesus Christ, we can be sure that we will experience the peace of God and peace from God. Listen, God is the only one that can give us this peace that passes all understanding. God is the only one that can give us this peace when we're going through trouble. God is the only one that can give us this peace when we get into a dire situation and we can't find our way out. When we place our trust in Jesus Christ, God gives us this peace. Notice, by our faith in Jesus, looking back in Romans chapter 5, and look in verse 1 again. Therefore, being justified by faith, that's faith in Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's a difference in peace with God and a peace from God. A lost person can get a peace from God, but they can't have peace with God. You must place your trust in Jesus Christ. You must be a Christian. You must have laid this sinful life down and accepted what Christ did on the cross for you to have this peace. This peace is an everlasting peace. This peace is something that will never part from you. This peace is something that the world can't give. Jesus gives us this peace that comes only from God. And it is a peace that passes all understanding. Amen. Listen, I experienced this peace when my wife passed away. God gave me a peace that passes all understanding. If He hadn't have, I would have probably killed myself because I love my wife so much. I probably would have got out of the ministry completely and quit preaching His word. But God did something in my heart at that bedside when she passed away. He gave me a peace to know where she was at and to know she was in the arms of Jesus. He gave me a peace to know that I needed to continue on to serve God, to preach His word, to do what He called me to do. He gave me a peace that passes all understanding. And I could not have found that in the world as a whole. I could have not found that peace. Even though I had my family here, even though I had my daughters that could comfort me, even though I had my friends that could comfort me, I could have not moved past Terry's death without that peace of God. And God gave me that peace, and I thank Him for it. Listen, thirdly, Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus is the only way we have to heaven. Joni Erickson Tada said this, at the end of a 5-day retreat for families affected by disabilities, a microphone was passed around so all the participants could share a sentence about how meaningful, how fun the week had been. Little freckle-faced, red-haired Jeff raised his hand. We're so excited to see what Jeff would say because Jeff won the hearts of us all at the family retreat. Jeff has Down syndrome. He took the microphone, put it right up to his mouth and said, let's go home. Later, his mother told Jeff, Jeff really missed his dad back home. His dad couldn't come to family retreat because he had to work. Even though Jeff had had great time, fun-filled week, he was ready to go home because he missed his daddy. This world is pleasant enough. This world gives us many joys, but we would really want it to go on forever as a family retreat. None of us would. I don't think so. I'm with Jeff. I miss my daddy, my Abba Father. My heart is longing to go home. Yeah. I can't wait till God calls me home. The things of this world are getting so corrupt. The government is so corrupt. Everybody is so corrupt on television, on radio. Everywhere we look, there's sin that is going rampant. And my friend, we all are longing for home. Amen. We want to go home to see our Heavenly Father. Listen, don't miss the chance down here on earth to begin investing in eternity so that heaven can be your heart's home. Jesus is the way to pardon, the way to peace, and the only way to heaven. If you want to be in heaven for all eternity, it is necessary for you to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Jesus made this wonderful promise. Let in John 14:1-3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Is my Father's house or many mansions? If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Listen, in these difficult times that we're living in, it is easy to let our hearts be troubled. We worry about the future. We wonder what will become of us. But Jesus tells us not to worry. He tells us that heaven is real and that he is preparing a place for us there. Jesus also tells us that he will come again and take us unto himself. This is a great comfort to all who believe in him. When we think about heaven, our hearts are no longer troubled. We know that we have a place prepared for us in heaven and that Jesus will come again to take us there. This should give us great hope and comfort today. Jesus promised, I will come again and raise you unto myself. I will come again and take you home. I will come again so that where I am, you may be also. That should give us all great comfort. That should give us all great peace. That Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. How can we not be troubled? Think about your eternal home. Think about where you're going. Paul said it best. He said, for me is needful to stay in this life, but to die is gain. Amen. Listen, my friend, we all talk about we don't want to die. We don't want to leave our families. We don't want to leave our kids. We don't want to leave our loved ones. But listen very carefully to me, my friend. When we die, it'll be the best homecoming you've ever experienced. Because Jesus will be there to meet you. When you die and your body is laid in that ground, your soul and your spirit are going to go to heaven. Think about that. Think about what you will experience when you get there. The Bible says, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. We can't even fathom what God has prepared for us. But we know this. Jesus is going to take us there. Amen. We're going to meet Jesus and he's going to take us into that heavenly home. He's going to take us where we have eternal peace. Where we'll not die anymore. Where we'll not get sick anymore. Where we'll not face all of these diseases that we face down here. He is going to take us home. Listen, this is a great comfort to all that believe in Christ. When we think about heaven, our hearts no longer need to be troubled. Fourthly, Jesus is the way to all spiritual blessings. We talked about this morning in our Sunday school lesson. I didn't even read my Sunday school before I prepared this message, but we're going to go over it again. The great news is that we don't have to wait until we get to heaven to experience wonderful things from God. There are spiritual blessings from heaven that Jesus promised to pour out upon all of us that follow him. Ephesians chapter 1. In verses 3-6, Paul writes this, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made it accepted in the beloved. Listen, my friend, as Christians, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings from God. And it is important to note that God is not holding back anything from us. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. These blessings include, but are not limited to, salvation, eternal life, and adoption into God's family. We have been chosen by God to be his children and heirs to the kingdom of God. He has chosen us for a life of holiness and righteousness. All of these spiritual blessings are given to us through Jesus Christ. They are designed to bring glory and praise to God, but they are only available to those who follow Jesus as the way. Listen, people that follow Buddha, people that follow Muhammad, people that follow John Smith, people that follow anybody but Jesus cannot have these spiritual blessings. These spiritual blessings are only available to those who follow Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. Listen, my friend, Jesus is the way. Jesus brings spiritual blessings on all of those that love him and that serve him. While I certainly don't agree with Luther on everything, his response to this first article of the Apostles' Creed fits in well with what we're talking about. Luther said this about Apostles' Creed. The first article, creation. This is what he said. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does that mean? Answer. I believe that God created me and all that exists, that he has given and still preserves to me my body and soul, my eyes and ears, and all my members by reason, and all the power of my soul, together with food and raiment, home and family, and all my property, that he daily provides abundantly for all the needs of my life, protects me from all danger. He guards and keeps me from all evil. And that he does this purely out of a fatherly and divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me, for all which I am in duty bound to thank, praise, and serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. As we receive these earthly and heavenly blessings, let us use them to glorify and praise God for his goodness and his grace that he gives us. Listen, my friend, without going any further into the Apostles' Creed, I want to make a statement. God blesses us with everything. The Old Testament says this: God gives us power to gain wealth. He is the one that strengthens us so we can work. He is the one that sustains us when we get old. He is the one that helps us through life's troubles. He is the one that always is with us through everything we go through in life. Listen, my friend, Jesus is the way to peace with God. And that peace with God and that peace from God is something that you can only get from Jesus Christ. He is the way to all spiritual blessing. He is the way to everything we see in life. In conclusion, Tiger Woods was put on the spot by evangelistic guests of Nike on October 9th, 2006. This during an exclusive golf outing for top businesses and entertainment executives. That day, 30 people gathered at the Trump Golf Course in Los Angeles for the 2006 Tee It Up with Tiger Woods event, which included a private golf session and lunch with the living legend. During the lunch, there was a question and answer session with Tiger Woods. Most people ask about their swings or golf question. However, one guest of Nike stood up and asked two questions. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And if not, prayerfully, would you? A source present at the lunch later said you could have heard a pin drop in that stadium. People were mortified, but Tiger was unflappable as he is on the golf course. Tiger said, "My father was a Christian. Of course, Christianity was part of my life, but my mother is Asian. And Buddhism was also part of my childhood. So I practiced both faiths respectively." That might sound nice to some, but according to the Bible, there's only one way to heaven. Buddhism can't get you there. Mormonism can't get you there. Listen, Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus is the way to our pardon. Jesus is the way to all of our spiritual blessings. Jesus is the way to everything we have in life. He gives us the opportunity to serve Him with the spiritual blessings He gives us. He gives us those spiritual gifts to serve Him. If you haven't gone the way of Jesus, today is your opportunity. Praise God that that way is available, even though Tiger Woods didn't realize it. That way to heaven, that way to God, that way to eternal life is found only in Jesus Christ. It is through Him that we have eternal life. It is through Him we have the spiritual blessings we have. It is through Him we have our being. It is through Him we have everything we have. Listen, we would not have anything without Jesus. We would not have our life. We would not have the spiritual life we have inside of us. We would not have eternal life. We would not have the home in heaven that we are promised by Jesus in John 14. Without Jesus being the way. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You, Lord, for the opportunity we have to come to bring Your word this morning. We pray that everyone here sees that Jesus is the way to every spiritual blessing we have. He is the way to heaven. He is the way to pardon. He is the way to everything that we have in life. We praise You for that. We praise You for sending Your Son to die on the cross so that we might have eternal life. We praise You for the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us, that You've given to us when Jesus left this walks of life. We praise You for Your never-ending care that You give to all of us. And we worship You. We praise You, we glorify You today, for it's in Christ's name we ask it all. Amen.